It was a great night for me on Saturday celebrating my horse. I own like a half of an ear of Apple Hill, a.k.a. Jack, we call him. His first official race at the Pickaway County Fair in Circleville. He finished fourth. And the young man who drove him is a young man who comes from Lipsick, Chris down the street here from Ottawa. We're live at Henry's today and does a lot of driving on the fair circuit and really one of the up-and-comers for harness racing. And he's live on the Superior Credit Union hotline. Say hello to Pierce Henry. Pierce, how are you?
Good, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Now, your dad, of course, the legendary baseball coach, Darren Henry. Why aren't you playing baseball right now? What got you into harness racing?
It actually been my dad. My dad's dad, which would be my grandpa, Dennis. They had racehorses when my dad was younger, and he brought me around it. And once he got hooked, it's kind of hard to get away from.
When did you drive your very first horse?
Jogging-wise, the first horse I think I sat behind, I think I was like 12 years old, baby. And then I started matinee racing when I think I was 14, and then I got my first official win when I was 16 years old, Tiffin, Ohio.
Wow. Never forget that. And how old are you now?
I'm 22 now.
Oh, my gosh. You're so grown up. 22! Right. Oh, to be 22 again. Let me tell you, the people in the room that are with me right now, they would like to be 22 again as well. All right. The fair circuit is underway now. Last week in Paulding, you and I were in Circleville on Saturday. What do you think of Ohio racing at the fairs?
The Ohio racing at the fairs is very great. It's a lot more laid back than at the racetracks. It's good for young horses to get started, young kids to get driving, and training horses. It's great family atmosphere. It's great for Ohio. It's fun to go watch.
This is the Ohio Harness Horseman's Report. We're talking with Lipsick's Pierce Henry, who had a chance to drive my horse. I own a half of an ear of Apple Hill. His first official race on Saturday afternoon at the Pickaway County Fair. He finished fourth. What did you think of Apple Hill?
He was good. You know, he had the way outside post position. First time, first start. It's a long summer. He was passing horses at the end. That's what you want. I think he's going to have a good year.
I know Tim McNarski, the trainer, said, don't get excited about now. Get excited about later. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And it was like that in that race, but it's like that as well when you're talking about Apple Hill being a lot better at the end of the year. And, of course, the fair circuit is where we will be. We were at Pickaway County in Circleville on Saturday. We'll be in Putnam County here in a couple of weeks. Where is your favorite fair to race? Is it in Ottawa, Putnam County Fair, because it's kind of like home?
Yes, that's got to be the favorite. Just because it's home, it's great. You know, you don't have to travel anywhere, and it's a great atmosphere with, you know, close family and close friends and stuff like that.
All right, what about your favorite racetrack to drive?
My favorite racetrack, I like Northfield Park a bunch up in Cleveland, Ohio, but I also love Delaware County Fair, the home of the Little Brown Jug. There's no better feeling driving a horse down there.
No question. One of my favorite, not driving it, but of course being there as well, although I wasn't the starting gate for a race down there. What do you think, and you're only 22, but, you know, watching harness racing as a kid, being a part of it with your dad and your grandpa, has it gotten more popular? Have we gotten away from some of it for the younger people? What's your take right now on harness racing, the state of harness racing in Ohio?
Yeah, you know, like when I was first starting out, the Ohio racing was just kind of, it was kind of in slumps, you know, it wasn't very good, not going for good money and stuff like that. And there wasn't very many young kids, you know, like I said, when I started driving, I was 16 at the fairs. 6 years later, you see a lot more young kids. I see nothing but, you know, an uphill bright future for Ohio harness racing.
Which is good. And I know the Racino has been so good, not only for the racetracks, but for the fairs as well, to have the harness racing. Is there a driver that that you grew up wanting to be like? I know Jordan Stratt is from Ottawa. He's now at Yonkers. Yeah. I know we have Tyler Rush that is over in Kenton. Is there somebody that that you idolized growing up and watching harness racing and now driving yourself?
Yes, no doubt. Ryan Stahl from Republic, Ohio, close to Tiffin. He got me my first win. I drove one of his horses. He's been nothing but a lot of help. Very good guy. Would do anything for me. You know, always gives me a lot of advice and stuff like that. And he's very good. He drives a bunch of horses all over here in Ohio, and he drives a bunch at Northfield Park up at Cleveland. And him and his wife train horses, and they do a heck of a job.
That's great. Now, you're at the veterinarian. You jogged horses this morning. You're at the veterinarian with another horse now. And do you own a horse or two? Is that right?
Yeah. Right now, actually, the horse I got here, I own half of with another guy. She's a three-year-old. She raced last year, and she had a good year last year. She's actually off to a slow start this year, but I think we're going to go uphill from here, hopefully.
Good, good news. And what's your ultimate goal? I mean, you're doing it on a regular basis now, but do you want to be stationed at a certain track? Do you want to own more horses? What's the goal of Pierce Henry right now?
You know, it's kind of hard to say. I love driving racehorses. It's very tough. I'm kind of living in a bad spot here because the tracks are so far away. But if I could go to a track and just drive, I for sure would. If I could just train horses also, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I just love the sport of harness racing.
Owning, training, and driving Lipstick's Pierce Henry. Congratulations. You did a great job on Saturday. Hopefully, Tim Mignarski, if the owner has any say in it, you'll be driving Jack on the Putnam County Fair as well. Thanks very much and continued success.
Yes, thank you, Vince. I appreciate it.
Pierce Henry, right down the street from here in Lipstick.